As an executive coach, I've been helping successful leaders achieve positive, lasting change in behavior for more than 35 years. While almost all of my clients embrace the opportunity to change, some are a little reluctant in the beginning. Most are aware of the fact that behavioral change will help them become more effective leaders, partners, and even family members. A few are not. My process of helping clients is straightforward and consistent. I interview and listen to my clients' key stakeholders. These stakeholders could be their colleagues, direct reports, or board members. I accumulate a lot of confidential feedback. Then I go over the summary of this feedback with my clients. My clients take ultimate responsibility for the behavioral changes that they want to make. My job is then very simple. I help my clients achieve positive, lasting change in the behavior that they choose, as judged by the key stakeholders that they choose. If my clients succeed in achieving this positive change, as judged by their key stakeholders, I get paid. If the key stakeholders do not see positive change, I don't get paid. Our odds on success improve because I'm with the client every step of the way, telling him or her how to stay on track and not regress to a former self. But that doesn't diminish the importance of these two immutable truths. Truth number one, meaningful behavioral change is very hard to do. It's hard to initiate behavioral change, even harder to stay the course. Hardest of all to make the change stick. I'd go so far as to say that adult behavioral change is the most difficult thing for a sentient human being to accomplish. If you think I'm overstating its difficulty, answer these questions. What do you want to change in your life? It could be something major, such as your weight, a big one, your job, big too, or your career, even bigger. It could be something minor, such as changing your hairstyle or checking in with your mother more often or changing the wall color in your living room. It's not my place to judge what you want to change. How long has this been going on? For how many months or years have you risen in the morning and told yourself some variation on the phrase, "This is the day I make a change"? How's that working out? In other words, can you point to a specific moment when you decided to change something in your life and acted on the impulse and it worked out to your satisfaction? The three questions conform to the three problems we face in introducing change into our lives. We can't admit that we need to change, either because we're unaware that a change is desirable or, more likely, we're aware but have reasoned our way into elaborate excuses that deny our need for change. In the following sections, we'll examine and dispense with the deep-seated beliefs that trigger our resistance to change. We do not appreciate inertia's power over us. Given the choice, we prefer to do nothing, which is why I suspect our answers to "how long has this been going on?" are couched in terms of years rather than days. Inertia is the reason we never start the process of change. It takes extraordinary effort to stop doing something in our comfort zone because it's painless or familiar or mildly pleasurable in order to start something difficult that will be good for us in the long run. I cannot supply the required effort in this book. That's up to you. But through a simple process, emphasizing structure and self-monitoring, I can provide you with a kickstart that triggers and sustains positive change.